Are you going to pretend to be in a good mood?
Am I going to pretend to be in a good mood?
Yeah.
I mean, I could try to be chipper. No?
Or is this just going to be real life us?
It is real life us, but I also don't want to be like...
A Debbie Downer?
A Debbie Downer. Yeah, exactly. You know
negative
what I mean?
Nancy.
Like, I don't want to be like, oh, there they go, the fucking negative Nancys.
Well, shit, I mean, it's just part of life, like...
I know, but can you, is there a way to be like, hey, how are you guys? I'm not really feeling it, but, you know.
Right. Like, I'm kind of in a shitty mood, but hey. I hope you guys are having a great one.
And with that, we'll be back for season. What episode are we on? I don't even know.
You were going to say a whole new season.
I know. We're still on season two. It's just, I feel all over the place. Don't I always, though?
Yes, Sonia, oh, that's your life.
I think it's episode 28.
So I think what we need to do is try to get Yesenia to organize her life.
Yes. How do we do that?
By eliminating things that don't bring you joy.
You sound like the lady from...
It's actually episode 27.
Oh, episode 27? Okay.
Yes.
Episode 27. With welcome. Yesenia. I'm Yesenia.
And I'm Leela.
And
we're not having the best day.
We are not. Tune in and hear all about our wonderful,
joyful week and whatever.
As a group of Latinas from the southeast side of Chicago, we created this platform because,
well, we just have something to say. Join us for laughs, cries, the ups and downs, and a little bit of tea.
Or café. So grab your café con canela.
Or coffee.
And let us be part of your Wednesday morning.
Coffee with cinnamon.
And you know, like, I know you don't like to say it. I know you won't agree with me. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say I'm not having the best time because I let my womanly emotions get the best of me.
Yeah. I just had this discussion with her because I get it. I feel like women are, for the most part, more sensitive and more in tune with their emotions than men.
I think we just show it more.
That's all it is. I think that we're okay. We're allowed to show it more.
Yeah.
Where men are kind of, from very young, even like sometimes I can't.
They have to be strong.
Telling Eric, my son, like, stop crying. Don't cry, you know?
You're not a little girl.
And,
you're not. Well, I don't tell my kids you're not a little girl. I just say stop acting like a baby.
Yeah, I say baby.
I try not to say little girl.
But I catch Eric saying,
you're
like,
you
know, you're a boy. You shouldn't be crying. It's like, well, hold up. That's not the case. Like, it's okay to cry. But with his case, like, he's just throwing a tantrum. Like, talk to me.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm okay with guys not crying. I mean, someone got to hold it together. We can't both be in here crying. The fuck? Like, I got a past due, you know, light bill. He's going to cry and I'm going to cry. We can't do that. Like, I will cry. Let me cry. And you be the tough one. And you tell me everything's going to be okay.
But it's okay for him to have his moments and you be the tough one.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Well, I mean, I don't have a him. It's just me by myself having my moments all by myself. Mm. But yes, I do feel like because I don't have anybody to depend on, I do have to be a little strong. But yeah, lately, I've just been letting my emotions get the best of me. Mm. And I mean,
I think it's, see, and I see it differently. I think it's frustration. I think it's like, well, you know, it's not so much I'm emotional because I'm a female. Or, you know, I'm too sensitive because I'm a female. I personally think it's frustration. Yes, I'm very sensitive. I will admit that. Just in general, I've always been sensitive. But I do believe that everybody in my family is sensitive. Like, my brothers are sensitive. Like, everyone's sensitive in their own way. But I think that me personally, I cry a lot because I'm frustrated. So any little thing will make me cry, even if I'm angry, you know? Especially if I'm angry.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm confronting someone, or especially, like, any moment that I'm actually releasing emotions or, like, talking about my emotions or a difficult conversation, I'm gonna cry, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's because I'm a female. I think it's just...
I don't know.
No! I'm not.
Just kidding.
It's funny because I remember one of my... There was a moment that I was in an office with my old... One of my old bosses. And I had to make it a point. Like, look. I know I'm crying and you think that I'm crying because I'm just being sensitive. I'm like, just ignore that. Like, I'm just pissed. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I just have to make that disclaimer because it's like... Oh, I get mad at myself for like crying.
Yeah, like I'm not sad. I'm not crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because I'm pissed the fuck off. Like, there is a difference. Mm-hmm. There is a big difference.
Yes. And on that note, that's been our week. No, I feel like it's been a while. But we're just very, we've been having a difficult couple of days. We've been hearing, and I hate saying we've been hearing stuff being said about us or... Things have been, I don't know. It feels childish. It feels childish.
Yes.
Having these conversations. And I don't want to have a conversation about he said, she said. But it is frustrating when you feel like you're grown adult, you're doing your thing. And
when it's frustrating when you can't express how you feel because then people take it the wrong way. Like, you said that you cry when you're angry. Mm-hmm. When I get upset and bothered, I am emotional. I do cry. It's not something that like I don't cry all the time, but when I get mad, like I talk shit. When I'm hurt, I talk shit. Mm-hmm. And if that's how I want to express myself, I am entitled to do so. Mm-hmm. Especially on our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I don't feel like it's really anyone's business to comment on it.
Well, here's the thing is that I feel like if you're going to have an opinion about what is being said on this podcast and you're going to go and talk about what we said, at least say what we said.
Right.
And not just go with the intentions of bad mouthing us or making us look bad, because that's exactly what happened in the situation that we, you know, and we're not going to get too much into it.
Yeah.
But it's like you when people are taking what we say and changing the narrative to make us look bad.
Yeah.
That's when it's upsetting, because it's like, now you're just being malicious.
Yes.
Now, do I care? Like, what was said? Are we gonna take it back? No, because it was your emotion. It was your feelings. And here's the thing is that there's a phrase that I've always lived on, and I want to say I've always been like connected to it because it's something that I had to work up to, and I still do have to work up to you know, believing it or really really like living it. And it's what other people think about you is none of your business.
Absolutely.
And it's something that I was like, it resonated with me right away when I heard it, because it's like, it's so true. Like, it doesn't matter what other people think about me. It's none of my business. I'm not going to be able to change their opinion of me. Only they can change their opinion of me, you know? And it is what it is, what they think about me.
Yeah. But when you're... Because you know who you are.
Exactly. And I'm fine with... And I am who I am, and I'm happy with who I am.
Absolutely.
Like, if people don't like me, it is what it is. It's fine. I'm fine with it. So when people are listening to our segments and our podcasts, and they don't care for us, whatever. You want to listen? By all means, go ahead and listen. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be offended by what we said? By all means, be offended. But when you're taking...
Because everyone is entitled to feelings.
Exactly.
Just like we are.
Exactly. So if they want to be offended by what we said, by all means, go for it. But when you take what we said
and spin it around
to make us look malicious, now that's a problem. Then it's like, okay, what is it that we've done that you're trying to bring this negativity towards us? But it's like, even at that point, I had to remind myself yesterday, because I'm like, I'm not going to let somebody's actions affect me.
No.
And it's like,
right,
that other person that heard these things, it's not my responsibility to convince them otherwise. You're going to believe them or not. It's not my responsibility. Mm-hmm. Believe what you want.
Absolutely.
So on that note, welcome to all of our listeners, whether you like us or not.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in.
Whether you agree with how we feel or not.
Thank you for tuning in.
Absolutely. We appreciate all the listens.
Yes. Definitely.
But do understand that we do have feelings. And
we are entitled to them.
Uh-huh. And we will express them on this podcast, whether they're happy feelings, sad feelings, angry feelings, whatever it is that we are going through at the moment, this is what you guys get.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I went to church on Sunday because I said, I need patience with dealing with the world. I need peace in my heart because I can't carry any anger or hatred or any resentment. Mm-hmm. Because that just, like, drains me. Mm-hmm. Makes me so exhausted. And it's like, I have to, yeah, like, do better with getting rid of stuff that doesn't bring me joy.
Yes.
Or peace.
You're
like,
right. You're right.
Like, and again, I can't control mm-hmm. what goes on most of the time. But I can control whether I have to deal with it mm-hmm. or not.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, I've just been trying not to let things... I've been trying to not let the anger linger mm-hmm. too long. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to feel it. I'm gonna feel that anger. I'm going to feel that emotion. But then it's like, okay, mm-hmm. done. Because for what? For what? Then yeah. I can't sleep. Then I'm just, all these things are going through my mind, and let's forget it.
I know. I feel you. I mean, so besides this, the crazy drama, it's been a really busy week. Like, I mean, obviously I expected it because
like
of...
Like last week?
Like this past week that just passed,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I obviously expected it because of Halloween, but Friday, was it Friday or was it Saturday? See, that's how... like lost I am. I believe it was Saturday. Saturday, my coworkers and I went to the Dia de los Muertos, like ofrenda. I don't know if you want to call it presentation or displays that they had in Pilsen, and it was at the National Museum of Mexican Art.
Nice. Okay.
And I will say I've never been. Sadly, I'm sad to admit I had never been to the museum. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful museum, and I want to go more often, and I want to be able to go take the kids and everything. But it was pretty cool to see the ofrendas and everything. So, like, I don't know if you've ever celebrated El Día de los Muertos or if your family does, but, like, my family doesn't.
No, we don't either.
I didn't even know that was a thing till probably, like, maybe 15
years. Coco? I'm just kidding.
No, till probably, like, maybe 15 years ago, if that. Maybe 20? I don't know. But my mom, even now, like, when we watched Coco, she didn't really like the movie. She didn't care for it because, my mom believes that, like, she's just old school or, like, really Catholic, where she's just like, you know, no se celebra la muerte, you know, like, to her, it's just like, es como un insulto, you know, like, you don't do that. And to me, I'm just like, whatever, like, it doesn't make a difference to me one way or another. Like, am I into the whole ofrendas thing and the altars and everything like that? Like, I'm not. Like,
yeah.
I like to look at them, and I think that the concept behind them is nice, and I like to hear the stories and everything. But would I ever do it? Probably not. Like, it's not a tradition that I'm looking to.
And I've thought about it, but thankfully my family has only lost my grandfather, like my immediate family. I think once my grandma passes, and I know that sounds terrible, but because I'm not hoping that she passes soon, but I'm just saying, like, she's older, obviously. When she does, I think I probably will do an altar for her. Mm-hmm. She probably will think it's stupid because she doesn't do one. Uh-huh. But I just think they're so pretty, and it's just a nice way to honor those that have passed, you know? And, like... then, yeah, I mean, I would then include a picture of my grandfather, even though, like, he's probably going to be like, oh, now you want to add me after all these years.
Like, you think in the movie Coco, like, he's already starting to fade.
Like, hopefully he's not fading, because I think about him all the time. But, I mean, because they're pretty.
They are.
They're pretty. And I think it is a tradition that I would like to start with my kids. But they're boys, so I don't see them carrying it on. Mm-hmm. But... let's say they marry somebody who does do it. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be foreign to them. You know, like, my mom didn't do that, so why are you doing it? You know, like, I just want them to be able to embrace it or whatever. But
I definitely do believe that it's something that I would like my kids to know about. Mm-hmm. Because I, you know, I I appreciated learning about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they've never really fully watched Coco. I don't think they have. Like, they,
oh, really?
No, I'm telling you, like, my kids were really late in the game as far as being able to sit through movies. Mm-hmm. Like, they barely are able to sit through movies now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, like, maybe one or two that they've watched. Like, Venom that we watched in the theaters. They liked it.
Oh.
I think it was the Tom and Jerry movie that we watched.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like half of it that they watched. But Coco was, I haven't seen it in the past 2 years, so it's not something that, like, they might have caught a little bit of it, maybe, but yeah, they were not interested. So I think that'd be a good, I heard Book of Life too. I've never seen Book of Life.
No?
Never. Is it also by Dia de los Muertos or no?
Yes.
I heard that one, because a lot of people are telling me that they like that one better than Coco. So I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, either way. They watched it. My kids watched it. We watched it.
So yes, I think maybe watching it, I can explain it to them.
Yeah.
But see, like, and it's crazy to me because I remember saying that. Like, we have such a big family.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying, like, nobody in my family has died. And, like, I can't say that anymore. And it makes me sad because, like, and then recently, my cousin passed away. Mm-hmm. He lives in Texas and he passed away from cancer. I believe it was colon cancer, which he learned about it fairly recently.
Mm.
So it's just so sad because it's like, oh my goodness, now it's getting close to home where it's like almost our age people. You know what I mean? And
or our parents.
Our parents. Yes, yeah. That too. Like, it's so scary. It's scary and sad and it's just like, but yeah. So anyway, it was really beautiful to see. They had beautiful displays there and I'm hoping to be able to, like, maybe introduce it to my kids next year, just so they know about it. But like I said, like, maybe it is because I'm lazy that I wouldn't do anything. But I can't, and you know, it's, you never know. Like, I mean, God forbid, I don't want to think about it, but, like, the day that my parents die, like, I'm sure it's going to be different, you know? And I may think differently, so I don't want to think about that. But, yeah, so that was pretty cool. And then we had Halloween with the trunk or treat, so that was really a really good time. We took the kids and everything. But I actually want to talk about, like, our Friday evening.
Yeah.
I forgot, you know, I totally skipped over that, but we were playing Bunko with a group of ladies, like,
that we haven't played with since 2019. It's so crazy, like, just fucking COVID just, I like know, put a pause on so much. But I'm so glad that
we went.
Yeah, that
I wasn't gonna go.
Yeah, neither was I. I was ready to be like, I'm not doing it. Well, like, I just wasn't up for socializing.
Me neither.
Like, I don't want to pretend to be in a good mood.
Like, I just want to lay in my bed and cry about how I'm so miserable.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what I told you. I was like, I'd be okay with just getting in my bed and doing nothing. But I do that every day. So I'm like, a part of me did want to go because it's like, I have to get out of my house. Mm-hmm. I have to get out of my house, deal with drama-free people because these women are wonderful.
And here's the thing. It's like a total señora thing to do. Like, because they're older than us, you know? And I don't know. It's like, it was cool to go because, like, oh, I feel so grown. I feel like a señora. You know, like,
and yeah, we but are. I feel like they drink way more than us.
They do.
Well, they drink more than me.
And they have,
and I was
more
like,
energy.
Damn, I'm tired.
They
already
have more energy than us. Like, it's so, so I was like, so maybe that'll rub off on us.
Yeah.
You know, because they're like, they're at the age that they're carefree, you know.
And yeah, kids are bigger. They're not worried about them. And that's good.
It's and they cool. do stuff. Like, they go to, like, wineries, wine tasting, things like that. And it's like, I want to start doing stuff like that, you know? Clearly, I don't get invited to the girl stuff on TikTok, so let me get invited to the señora stuff on Bunko.
What the fuck? Why don't you start your own girl shit in Chicago? I want to do things too.
Excuse me.
How many times I'm like, damn. I think it was like last weekend, I was like, I have no friends. Nobody to go out with because nobody has babysitters.
So that was our Friday. We were being señoras.
Yes.
Playing Bunko.
And it was so fun.
Con las comadres.
Right?
Which eventually we'll hopefully get on the podcast. Maybe one day we can do a podcast from over there.
Yeah.
Because, my God.
Because we're joining.
I forgot. They were going to be waiting for the TikTok.
I'll have to post
it tomorrow. I totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
I'll post it tomorrow. Okay.
I was gonna say on Sunday we did the trunk or treat, which was great. It was a great event.
It was a good time, and I'm glad we did it. I really didn't want to that morning.
No,
I was so I was ready to just be like, I don't feel like leaving my house. I don't feel like leaving my house.
You didn't want to. I know. You didn't feel like leaving Friday. You didn't feel like leaving yesterday. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I know.
You say you want to do all this stuff. And I know. You never want to leave your house.
I know. Isn't that crazy? I'm telling you. Like, I have to force myself to do stuff. And I have to force myself. I'm so pissed off. I bought costumes for me and Eric. And I didn't even wear it. Because I was just like, I would have to do my hair and I don't feel like doing my hair. Like,
I hope you can return them.
No, I probably can't because, I mean, I probably can, but am I gonna? Like, when have I returned anything in my life?
Is it from Amazon?
Yes.
Give it to me and I'll take it.
You
can return it at Kohl's. There's a Kohl's by my job. You just drop it off. Yes.
I should.
Just start the return process and give it to me and I will take it. This way you don't have to worry about going anywhere to return it. I mean, because trust me, I feel the exact same way. But Kohl's is right there. Yeah. Like, it's right there. All you do is you walk in, go to the counter, and here's my return. And they just take it, scan it, and bye.
Yeah.
So it's so easy.
And I'm so mad, but whatever. It is what it is. But I will say this. I think that the reason I was down was because I was looking on Instagram, of course. And I see that all these other things that, like, the moms did with their kids. Like the pumpkin patches and the, like the hay rides, the decorating of the pumpkins and all this stuff. And it's just like, damn, like, I don't do any of that stuff with my kids, you know? And then I just look back and I'm like, my kids are like, I don't ever remember my parents doing any of that stuff with me because they didn't. Like, So it's just like, I don't want my kids looking back and be like, damn, my mom never did shit with me. You know, like, I don't know. Then I just feel bad. And then it's just like, but I felt bad last year.
And you didn't do it.
You know, so it's just like, oh my God, I don't know.
You have to just... I really think that you just have too much on your plate. I think that it is. Say it again. Tell them again. How many jobs do you have, Yesenia? 4. And then aside from your 4 jobs, you have TikTok. You have the podcast that you have to edit because I don't have the stuff on my computer and you have it all on yours, so you have no choice but to edit. What else do you do? Oh, you do Eastside Little League. Thankfully, it's the off season, so hopefully there's not very many events coming up, but you're the secretary, so once a month you gotta type up these minutes, which takes time. You gotta go to meetings.
Who knows how long that'll last? Just kidding.
Stop. This is what's going to get you in trouble. I mean, so you have a lot on your plate. Yeah. So when exactly do you plan on taking your kids to a pumpkin patch? When will you have the energy to take your kids to the pumpkin patch?
And on that was Sunday? The whole point.
Because Sunday is the only day that you have that you're not working.
Yeah.
But you have laundry to do. You got to get ready for school on Sunday. Go to your mom's. The kids got to be to sleep early. So again, tell me when.
Well,
and then Sundays are probably the busiest days at the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
So now you're gonna be in long lines, crowds of people. Who wants that?
Yeah. I mean, but like also, okay. So like, yeah, I know. I have to like delete things from my life or eliminate things from my life. Which I will, eventually.
See what I'm saying? Eventually.
Eventually.
Make it a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I definitely think it could be a New Year's resolution. I already have an idea of what 2 ones I'm going to let go.
I think that's just 2 months too long.
But, it's around the holidays, you know, people give gifts during the holidays. And
what does that mean?
I don't know, maybe I'll get a gift or something from some of these
other guests. That's what I was like, what does that mean?
But I also think that, like, I think it's too much, we put too much pressure on ourselves, too, in general. Because it's like, how realistic is it that parents can do all this?
You see it all over Facebook.
Fucking bitch.
People are doing it, Yesenia.
Fuck you. Anyway.
I mean, like, I think I got away with not doing things like that because my kids are boys. And then they're so far apart in age, so it was like, we'll do Fright Fest, but we're not doing a pumpkin patch. They never were like, we really want pumpkins, Mom. No, they didn't.
Yeah, Eric couldn't
They would be shit. Pissed off if I made him go to Ariel. A pumpkin patch because it's Ariel's so
the one
boring.
That wanted a pumpkin. And I'm like,
oh. And see, you could have gone from Pete's. How many times did you go to Pete's this week?
None.
Or this month?
Like twice.
Okay, well, you could have picked up a pumpkin.
Yeah, but then I got to decorate it with her.
Okay, paint it. I never carved pumpkins. Why? Who's got the time for that? I'm not cleaning up this mess. I have no patience. So I'm not going to carve a pumpkin. I'm not going to find a stencil and...
You know, Lila.
Do this.
You weren't supposed to sit here and fucking be like, it's okay, you shouldn't feel guilty.
Oh, you shouldn't feel guilty.
And because, you know, you do what you can. Because
you're only... How old are they? 7?
Yes.
Yes. You've got another 10 years to do shit with them.
That's not really. Probably like 3.
No.
Before they don't want to do shit no more.
It doesn't matter. It's not their choice.
Okay.
It's your choice.
Next topic.
No, but you know what we should do? Uh-huh. Gingerbread houses.
Yeah, we could do that. That'd be cool.
I don't have any kids.
You know what it is? I just thought about it. I have done stuff with my kids. Last year I did. The last 2 years we you know what? I take this back.
You're beating yourself up over nothing.
Because my cousin Alma hosts a Halloween thing every year. This year she didn't because we had the Halloween thing at the ranch, uh-huh. which we showed up late to, so that's why my kids didn't get to color anything.
Yeah.
Which I was working that day, which is why I was late, but anyway.
Okay, again, back to your 4 jobs.
At Eastside Little League trunk or treat. Anyway.
That was your choice.
I need to start removing things that do not bring me joy.
Absolutely.
Okay, back to the holidays. No, I am looking forward to the holidays, though. So maybe let's plan that. Let's plan a gingerbread thing. Because the good thing is that, like, my kids know Jacob and stuff. And they play with Jacob. And it's something that we can do together, you know?
Yeah. So, like I said, I wanted to do, like, a Friendsgiving mm-hmm. on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. Like, that day.
Yeah.
I mean, we ate Thursday. We mm-hmm. don't really need to eat a whole bunch of food again on Friday.
Yeah, it could be snacks.
So we could do, like, it'll be a smaller meal. Mm-hmm. And then, we could do just little, like, arts and crafts. Mm-hmm. Even if it is just your kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, because, like, Karina Perez doesn't have kids. But we could still do things.
And Sanji, who knows if she'll show up. Yeah, we're calling you out, Sanji.
Yeah, my money's on no, but it's okay. but yeah, like, we could, there's other kinds of little arts and craft things that they can do, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a good thing that today is National Stress Awareness Day, because that's exactly what we need after this crazy ass week that we just had.
You know, and I do hope we can find information on how to de-stress, because we need it.
Yeah.
We need it. Yeah. Like, I don't want to hear about a hot bath. I don't got no damn time for a bath.
I honestly don't even have a bathtub. Okay? Right. So, like, don't even get me started on that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Hopefully, by the time we post this episode, we would have found different ways to de-stress. And we'll make sure to post this up. But also, we want to know from you, what are ways that you de-stress?
Yeah.
We'd like to learn. You know, just let us know.
I'm sure we're going to get smoking weed.
Yeah. Hey, you know, some people, that works for some people. Unfortunately, it doesn't work for me because all it does is it puts me to sleep or it gives me anxiety. So, So I'm like, and putting me to sleep is not what I need. I can knock out by myself. I don't need weed to
thank you, but no thank you. Yeah, on Sunday, after the trunk or treat, and then you guys came by and you mm-hmm. ate, and after everybody left, I just sat there like, I'm so glad this is over. I don't know why I was just over Halloween. Like,
really?
I am so looking forward to the holidays.
Okay, and I want to have this discussion with you, because I have always, 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 always been a believer that the tree shouldn't come up before Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. No, I'm definitely going to get up before Thanksgiving.
I know. I know you guys have. And I was just like, can somebody just... I mean, like, I just felt so bad for Thanksgiving. Like,
but Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
Yeah. That's what I was like. Thanksgiving deserves the month of November at least. You know, like, let it have November. Halloween has October. Let Thanksgiving have November.
Thanksgiving has November.
With the tree and decorations?
Thanksgiving doesn't care if the tree is up. Okay, Thanksgiving is about giving thanks, and I am thankful for my tree, and I'm thankful for the holiday. So Thanksgiving gets its thanks, and I'm thankful for, like, family get-togethers, and I'm thankful for the food that we're able to eat. So I am extremely thankful for Thanksgiving, but I just like to have my tree up.
See, and that's where I'm just like, no, the tree should wait till after Thanksgiving.
And then when do you think the tree should come down, Miss? I take mine down in February. So let's hear when you think the tree should come down.
The tree needs to stay up until at least January 6th.
Okay. Not February 14th. So don't knock me that I want to put my tree up in November when you're taking yours down in February, okay?
Yeah, you look at, you know what? Nowadays, they're doing the trees all year round, so I might just try that. I don't know. I might just try that. The year-round tree.
Well, you can't have the Christmas star on it.
Oh, damn. Well, then I ain't decorating it every season, that's for sure. I barely want to decorate it for Christmas.
Right. I don't mind putting it up and decorating it. It's taking it down that fucking hate. Like, if I can hire someone to take it down and put it all away from me, I would do that. I don't know why. Like, I hate taking it down.
I hate it. Every year I'm because like, can I just put a bag over it and just
right, throw it? Right, because it's like, how does it fit? How did I make it fit last year and this year it doesn't fit? Like, it just, I am over. I hate putting it away. So, yeah, maybe I might just leave it up. Summer, I'll just put what are they called? Suns?
Sunflowers, no?
Yeah, and the sun. Some little sun emojis on it or something. I mean, I don't know. Just so I don't have to take it down. But, yeah, like earlier I was sitting here thinking, like, how am I going to rearrange my living room to fit the tree? Where would be the best place to put the tree? So, I'm already planning.
Yeah, I do have to figure out where I'm going to put my tree this year. I mean, obviously, it's going to go in the sala, but, like, I don't know what corner I'm going to put it in.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, do I move the recliner? Because last year I did have it there and I moved the recliner. But I think I want to put it in this corner here.
Oh, and there's something else that comes up in November.
What is that?
Leela's 40th birthday!
Just bitch, kidding. I'm not 40!
I'm just kidding.
40?
You know, I'm a little bitter that I'm going to hit 40 before you, but it's okay.
It's only in a couple months.
I know. Are you excited, though?
I mean, I'm not, like, not excited, but it's just, like, another day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, you know, like when you were younger, you're like, oh, I can't wait for my birthday. We're going to do this, this, and that. No, like, I mentioned to you, I think we're going to do a dinner. Like, I'll just do a friend's dinner with you guys. And then for my family, I'm going to make pozole. I'm going to make carnitas. And then they're going to come to my house and eat what I made.
And why aren't they making it for you?
Because who would do it?
Because Leela loves to spoil.
I don't think they don't. Cooked. Well, yeah, now I gotta make a red pozole spicy. Then I gotta make a red pozole.
Why do you have to?
Not spicy, because my mom doesn't eat spicy. And then I'm gonna make a green pozole.
All you gotta do is you make the red pozole, screw the green pozole. Who wants the green pozole?
I mean, give them options.
That's why. You're spoiling that. The red pozole, all you do is you make one red pozole, you make extra chile on the side, which is what my mom makes.
So I don't know how to make extra chile.
Before you put it in there, you just put it in a bottle. You put some in a bottle, and then you put the rest of the chile in there. So, like, all you're doing is the actual chile in the bottle or somewhere. So people can actually
scoop
it in.
Yeah.
So that's what my mom does so the kids can eat the regular pozole.
Yeah, like, it's really just for my mom because my kids will eat it spicy. They like it spicy. My brothers eat it spicy. My dad eats it spicy. It's just... My cousins will eat it spicy. It's just my mom that doesn't like spice. So if I don't make her something that's not spicy, then
is not spicy if you're going to make options.
The green one is if you put serrano peppers, no?
I don't know. I've never had spicy green pozole. My spicy may be different than whatever. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's how I'll be spending my birthday.
She loves it. She loves spoiling people. That's why she's doing it.
But
because there's no point of the carnitas. Carnitas don't even go a pozole.
It's options, Yesenia. Shit. But then
give them options. I do tostadas, the little tortilla chips or tostadas. That's options.
Right. Yeah. That's what you get to choose from. But I regret it later because then I'm like overwhelmed and like. Like, oh my god, what if it's not good? Oh my god, oh my god. But then afterwards, I'm just like, okay, thank goodness it's over. Whatever. So yeah. Those are my big plans for my birthday.
Sounds fun.
But hopefully when we go to dinner. See, that's stress-free, right? Because I'm not worried about if the food is going to be good. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, if I picked a restaurant, I just hope it's not a shitty-ass place. But, yeah, I would like to drink a little bit. And that's it.
There you go. Well, I'm looking forward to that, too, because I need drinks as well.
Wonderful. Down your drink.
I already did.
Oh, shit.
So, excuse me. So, normally we do our teabag session. So, normally this is when we do our teabag session, but because we don't have a guest, I was thinking, what if we do another segment of confessions? Comadre confessions?
Mm-hmm.
Or chisme confessions?
Yeah.
Or, okay. So, this past week, this past Friday, the topic that I asked, or the question that I asked was, what was something shady that a friend did? And the reason I asked this one is because, you know, I haven't been having, like...
Yeah, I was wondering why you asked that.
I was frustrated. You know, I've been frustrated with, like, certain friends of mine. You know what I mean? And,
Oh, okay.
And I was just, like... Yeah, I was just frustrated. I was just like, you know what? I'm like, oh, okay. I'll tell you later what happened, the reason I brought it up. But, yeah, I was
just... said fuck shady friends or shitty friends or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I'll tell you later what happened. But, yeah, so, like, I was just, like, frustrated. I was like, you know what? I'm like, I want to hear... I just was in the mood to hear, like, I want to hear what your shitty friend did to you, you know?
You're not alone in
this. I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that has bad luck with friends. Uh-huh. I don't have bad luck with friends. I have great friends. After I read a lot of these, I realized I have amazing friends.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually really, really, really shocked to see how many friends, like, slept with or, like, hooked up with or whatever with their best friends or friends, significant other, exes, or, like, boyfriends or whatever. Like, it just amazed me at how often it took place or how many of these women said that it happened to them. Like, is there no such thing as girl code anymore?
Lack of respect, yeah.
Like, there are so many men out there. And I know that it's easier. Like, I know when you're in the same neighborhood, you feel like there's not a lot of options. But, like, off the bat, the man that your best friend or your good friend is with is off limits. Like, honestly, like, I know that you've said in the past that, like, you wouldn't even care if, like, one of us dated
your baby daddy
or whatever.
Yeah. Any of them. They're up for grabs. Yeah. Ladies,
But, like, even then, like, I would feel awkward. You know what I mean? Like, let's say I fell in love with one of them. Like, I would definitely sit down with him and be like, hey, look it. I don't know what's going on, but I have feelings for so-and-so. Even if you told me yes, like, I would still even be iffy about it. You know what I mean? Like,
iffy about what?
About, like, crossing that line because it's disrespectful. Like,
but if I'm telling
you
that it's...
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, even then, like, I'm not, like, I can't even imagine being in that situation. But yeah. I just don't understand how easy it is for these women to just do it. Like,
yeah.
You're willing to risk that friendship. And you know what? Sometimes it is worth it. Like, if it's just somebody, an acquaintance that you're not really that close to, and you know what? It happens. Like, if you were willing to risk that friendship, then obviously that friendship didn't mean enough to you. But if somebody considered you their best friend, like,
yeah,
how did the friendship not mean anything to you? Like, I don't understand it. I don't get it, you know?
Fortunately, I was a victim of the same shit.
And you know what's crazy? Like, I remember when before that happened to you, you made a comment about how, like, you didn't trust her, and I even told her, I was like, she's your girl, like, yeah, why wouldn't you trust her?
Like, my girl, to the point where, like, she would babysit for me, we would hang out all the time with my son because, you know, I had mm-hmm. Lewis at the time, and, like, we were very close. Mm-hmm. And she's gonna have the nerve to tell me, like, you confuse our acquaintance for a friendship. Like, no, I definitely didn't. You're just a shady ass bitch.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's how I felt. Like, but I kind of knew it because, like, whenever we would break up, because obviously it was a rocky relationship. It was on and off a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't
a good guy at all to be with anyway. Sorry. One of those
well, excuse me. He was a good guy for me.
No, he wasn't. But it's still wrong. Like, yeah. It was still wrong.
Yeah. Because... whether he was, like, it's not her. She can't tell me if he was a good guy or not. Like,
I was still fucking with him.
But even if, here's the thing, like, even if you weren't so messing around with him, like, she was your friend. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But this is what she would do. And how I kind of knew. When we would break up, like, she was so cool, like the best friend. But then when we would start talking again, before I would even tell her that we're talking again, she would start acting real shady. And it was just like, damn, why? Because he's not giving you the attention anymore? Like, bitch. Like, it was just like, just so shady. And I mean, for the longest, I always just thought, like, you're going to have a fucked up life because karma's going to get you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you did was so shady.
Yeah.
So shitty. But, I mean, I don't know if she has a fucked up life. I mean, now I could care less what kind of life she has.
Yeah.
If it's not shitty, good for her. Because, I mean, I don't wish that on anyone. Like, that anybody would have to go through that. But, and I'm sure on the outside, like, looking at her and, oh, seeing her pictures, like, oh, she's living a great life, but inside is never what it looks like on the outside. So, she might look like she's having a great life, but there's no way. There's no way. Like, karma, yeah. Karma's gonna get you. There's no way that these people are gonna get away with doing shit like this.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
So, it was just sad to see all these stories. Yeah. And I had so many. I felt bad. I'm like, I can't even post all these. Like, it was crazy how many stories I got of people that were betrayed by friends. So,
Excuse us. We're eating cornbread.
To all the people that wrote to me, I'm sorry if I didn't get a chance to post yours. Unfortunately, I don't know how to go back to them after they disappear for 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
Like, I know how to go back to the question, but I don't know how to go back to, like, the answers. So, like, I can't really read any of them anymore. So, if somebody wants to teach me, feel free. So, I know somebody asked me what was, like, the shady thing that, like, a friend did to me. And mine, I think, has to be the one that I did mention on there was the whole tenant situation. I think that, like...
Oh, you mentioned that.
Yeah, like, I think that was probably... Oh, no. I forgot about the most recent one. A friend that I was really good friends with went and started to... she stopped talking to me out of nowhere. Blocked me on Facebook.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Everything. And I honestly didn't realize when she blocked me on Facebook. So it had to be like a day or two later. But then I texted her, like, hey, did you delete your Facebook? Like, I didn't even realize when she was mad at me. Like, hey, did you delete your Facebook? No response. And the next day, I found out that I heard a message, a voicemail that she left for her ex-boyfriend, who's my friend, and we were working together at the time. And the message, in the voicemail, she's basically talking crap about me. And she insinuates that me and him are having... are having an affair, whatever, like, which was very rude because that has never happened. And it was just really hurtful to hear. I actually heard the voicemail.
Yeah, because that was your friend.
And he told me, he's like, the only reason I'm letting you listen to this is because I know that you don't believe me when I say that she used to badmouth you. So again, I never wanted to start drama between you guys because I know we're all friends or whatever, like, but when she gets mad, she badmouths you. And I never, you know, this is the only reason I'm letting you hear this. And sure enough, I heard the message and I was shocked. I was freaking shocked.
But she was saying all kinds of shit.
Yeah, so that's when I found out later on. After I heard the message is when I found out what she had said about me. And she had insinuated to someone that my kids were not my husband's kids. And what was hurtful about that was that, like, she knows that I wasn't able to conceive. Naturally, so she knew, like, I was open to her, like, and I wasn't open to a lot of people. Like, nobody knew that I was going through IVF. She did, and I confided in her, like, the process, and I confided in her, like, what we had to go through. So, like, you maliciously spread that rumor, knowing damn well that there's no possibility that could have been possible. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So it was just crazy. It was just a crazy situation. I was in shock. I was like, but anyway, that was years ago. I've forgiven already. It's what's done, it's done. And but yeah, so that's my situation about a friend that was
shady as fuck.
Shady. Shady friend. And I've gone through certain recent situations where I've had shady friends, but nothing to that extent. Nothing at all. Just me being sensitive, being a female and shit. Yeah.
You and your emotions.
Me and my emotions, just being all sensitive. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I think that this episode should probably come to a close because we've been all over the place emotionally, mentally, mm-hmm. with it. And yeah, so thank you for listening, guys. Sorry if we scared you with all of our emotions.
But guess what? You're going to get more of it.
You're going to get a lot more of it, okay?
Yeah, because we should be able to express how we feel all the time. Mm-hmm. And as should you guys.
And if you ever want to come on here and express emotions, feel free. Join us.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to tell us we're too much. Or too... I'm sorry. I'll keep that to myself. Alright. And with that, hasta la próxima.
Until next time.
Bye, comadres.
Bye-bye.